to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 WFTL in South Florida. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA. Eric is board certified by the Florida Bar and Condominium and Plan Development Law. The firm has attorneys in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and Tallahassee. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. Give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at condocrazeandhoas.com. Join our email list. By joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a whole lot more. You really do get a lot by just becoming a member on our email list. And, of course, we do a blog every single Monday morning. You can find it at hoa-condoblog.com. Again, hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic as we enter into election season: be careful about your HOA elections because you may not need a quorum after all.
Oh.
Yeah, what happens is in HOAs, everybody thinks, can't have an election this year, no quorum. Well, and the board rolls over for like decades.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily the case any longer. So you got to read the article to know what you're about to get into.
So, Eric, what did you think about Miami losing to Clemson? No. What did you think about the vice presidential debate?
Well, everybody said the fly that landed on Mike Pence's head stole the show, actually. I got to admit, I was watching it, and I'm saying,
what the
heck was that on his head?
You know? I think it was dead, and it fell from the lights.
I don't know what it was.
Boom, landed there.
But the truth, yeah, I think Pence, you know, certainly outclassed her. I think he did a much better job than Kamala Harris did. No two ways about it, yeah.
So it seems like her sole purpose was to just put down the Trump administration and say, I'm speaking. And she really had new ideas of her own, basically.
It was funny. I think one of the best lines of the night was when she said that in a Biden administration, we would increase COVID testing, basically. We'd get the private sector involved. We'd work quickly towards a vaccine. And then Mike Pence said, that sounds like plagiarism to me, something that Joe Biden really does know a lot about.
Ooh,
I thought that was a great line.
There were some good zingers in there. Unbelievable.
Yeah, really.
I just find it amazing that neither Biden nor Kamala Harris will answer the all-important question about whether or not they're going to pack the court. And you know more about that than anybody.
You know, Karen, believe it or not, there's a lot of people out there who don't really understand what that term means. So, you know, this is a legal show. So I really think it's important that we explain what court packing actually is. Okay, so let's really quickly just run through it. So, of course, there's three branches of government, right? The legislative branch, comprised of the Senate and the House of Representatives, and that's, of course, elected by the voters. Then, of course, you have the executive branch, basically meaning the president, and they get elected by the voters. But then we have the third branch of government, right? The judicial branch, or basically the Supreme Court. And for the last 150 years or so, the Supreme Court has had 9 justices. Now, no matter what party controlled the House of Representatives, no matter what party controlled the Senate, the presidency, the Supreme Court, through several wars, always remained at 9 seats. And that was whether or not we had a liberal court at the time or a conservative court at the time. The number was always 9.
That's for checks and balances, basically.
Exactly, right.
Because the legislative branch legislates, makes laws. The Supreme Court just interprets them.
Yep.
You know, and by the way, Kamala was saying that, I'm going to give you a history lesson about Abraham Lincoln.
Totally wrong.
No, the Senate wasn't in session.
That's
why he didn't appoint somebody, because it was a civil war.
Yeah.
God help me. Well, so it's not, it isn't the Supreme Court. Isn't it supposed to be above the political fray? I mean, totally independent of the fights between Democrats and Republicans, and they're supposed to just look at the law.
Of course, of course. And that's why the justices are not elected by the vote of the people. That's why the Constitution was actually drafted that way. They are nominated by presidents who may be a Republican or Democrat at the time, and they're confirmed by a Senate, which at the time may be controlled by Republicans or Democrats. Well, the Democrats now are threatening to change the way the Supreme Court has been running for the last 150 years. They're upset that Trump now has the opportunity to appoint his third conservative justice to the court, and that may swing the court, let's say, 5-4 or 6-3 conservative.
And whose fault is that?
It's nobody's fault. Well, whose fault is it?
Yeah.
You know, I can tell you if Ruth Bader Ginsburg would have, resigned during an Obama administration, then Obama would have appointed her replacement and a liberal would be there. But instead, my guess is she hung in there thinking that Hillary was going to win and Hillary was going to replace her with a liberal. And it just obviously didn't work
and
out that way.
And getting rid of the filibuster, whose fault is that?
Right,
Harry
of course.
Reid.
Harry Reid's, of course. But the way this is, 5-4 majorities one way or another way, very normal for over 150 years. You know, we've had liberal 6-3 courts over the years while we had conservative presidents, but you deal with it. But today's Democrats can't deal with it. So what they're threatening is to increase the number of justices on the court from 9 to 15 if they win the presidency, the Senate, and the House. And if Biden wins, all he would do is now appoint 6 liberal justices to the Supreme Court. So now liberals would control the court, and the court is instantly politicized, instantly controlled by the party in power.
And if they do get the Senate, they want to add more states,
Puerto Rico, correct.
And everything. So that would give the Senate, you'd have more
four more votes, yeah. Correct, Democratic votes. Yeah.
So, and this is the question that both Biden and Harris refused to answer, whether or not he would actually change the Supreme Court. I mean, isn't that perhaps the most important question of the entire election?
Karen, I got to tell you, as a lawyer, as an American, and someone who understands and appreciates and applauds the importance of the separation of powers between the branches of government, and applauds our own Constitution, I'm telling you, I can't think of a more important issue in this campaign than the court packing question. And Biden's stupid answer, quite frankly, when asked if he will pack the court is, I will answer you the day after the election, because if I answer you, it becomes the headline. What the heck does that even mean, Karen?
If I answer you, then you'll know.
Right. And the press just gives him a free pass on the most important question, maybe in the country's history. He doesn't even get follow-up questions on it. Now, whether or not we're going to have a completely independent Supreme Court or a court simply controlled by the party in power at the time, not to push this question and demand an answer is a disgraceful display of non-journalism by the press. Journalism is gone. Gone.
Yeah, it's really... Unfortunately, you're right. Now, has court packing ever been tried before in any other administration?
Yeah, it actually has been. It was tried in the 1930s. FDR was the president. He was, of course, a Democrat. And the House was Democrat, majority Democrat. The Senate was a majority Democrat, right? You'd think it would be easy, right, to expand the court. But the Supreme Court was conservative. And the court kept striking down President Roosevelt's New Deal legislation.
See how
and
he checks was getting, and balances work?
Yep, see, that's how it's supposed to work, right?
Right.
So FDR was getting sick of it, right? So what was his plan? Same thing. Pack the court. Increase the number of Supreme Court justices to 15, right?
Obviously that failed.
Exactly, and it failed miserable, but not even his own Democratic Party was in favor of it. And there's an interesting story, interesting quote by Mike Parrish in the Washington Law Review in 1984. He said the court packing plan divided the New Deal coalition, squandered the political advantage Roosevelt had gained in the 36th election, and gave fresh ammunition to those who's accused him of dictatorship. I mean, think about what Roosevelt was accused of by trying to pack the court. Being a dictator, tyranny, and fascism, right? When the dust settled, FDR suffered a humiliating political defeat. So when he wanted to pack the court in the 1930s, his own political party, again, accused him of being a dictator, tyranny, being a fascist. But today, the press won't even ask him the question. Think about that.
I know. With the 9 justices, they sit at a rectangular table and they talk things out. When you add 15, it becomes like a committee, a Senate committee, right? I mean, once you start down this road,
yep,
you can't play this game forever. I mean, so when the Republicans control everything again, they just want to make it 20 members or
right,
right.
You can play this game forever. Exactly. Republicans get control. Okay, now it's 15 with the majority. Okay, we'll take a vote now to expand the court to 20. And this is the very definition of opening a Pandora's box and making a complete and total mockery of the Supreme Court. Now, really, does anyone think that was the intent of the founders and of the Constitution? Or was the Supreme Court supposed to be blind to politics and the whims of the political party in charge at the time? I mean this. I think this is the most important political question that's going on right now.
Well, don't forget,
in regards
Trump,
to this election,
Trump was able to appoint 300 federal judges.
Absolutely.
But
okay.
That's lower court decisions that eventually end up in the Supreme Court.
Right. And you know, what can I say? At this time in history, he got the opportunity to appoint three conservatives. Next time around, it might be a liberal who gets to appoint five liberal justices. That's just the way the system was supposed to work. But you don't simply increase the number of judges when you don't like the results. So I'd really love to hear from our listeners on this topic. Of course, we'll take your questions on condo and HOA law. But I'd love to know from our listeners, just how important do you think having an independent Supreme Court is going forward?
And I think you should have board packing at condos and HOAs.
Yeah, right. You don't like the number of board members, right? You think your board's going the wrong way? Increase it to 30.
There
right?
you go.
Good luck finding 30 volunteers,
exactly.
though, right? But I'd love to know what our listeners think about a person who's running for the highest office in the land not answering the question about whether or not he would pack the court.
Because I think that's the answer,
though. It's absolutely amazing. Amazing. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Back right after this.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or paint and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer answering all your questions, condo and HOA related. The number to call, 877-850-8585. However, the phones, Eric is actually got phone packing going on here.
So. Exactly. How about we go to Ted in Lake Worth. How are you, Ted? Good morning.
Hi. I agree with you 100% about Mr. Biden.
Isn't it just incredible that the press gives him a free pass? The most important, literally changing
Absolutely.
150 years of history, and they don't push him on whether or not the court should be changed by adding six justices. I find it amazing. I literally find it incredible.
Why would you be surprised? I mean, they haven't been giving, they've been giving the Democrats a free pass since Trump took office.
I agree. The press is dead in this country, but someone who's running for the highest office, the president can't answer whether or not the Supreme Court should be increased to 15. Someone who wants to be president. I just find it amazing. That alone should nullify anybody who wants to vote for the guy. That doesn't have the guts to actually come out and answer. How can I help you, Ted?
I live in a 55 and over community. This coming Tuesday, we're having a meeting, and lo and behold, on one of the items to discuss, I should say to adapt, the board is looking to amend our bylaws to add emergency powers without our approval, our being the community. They want to pass emergency powers for themselves. I know what they're afraid of. They're afraid that the governor is going to not extend the emergency powers for them.
Right.
They've basically shut us down.
Right.
Can they change our bylaws without our approval?
No, probably not without your approval, no. But there are provisions in the Condo Act and the HOA Act that basically say, unless your bylaws say otherwise, right, meetings are to be held as follows, notices are to be given as follows. So that's why, you know, their attorney for the association probably said, look, eventually these emergency powers are going to go away. Right. And you guys may still want to be able to extend the ability not to have meetings in person or to have meetings only by Skype or Zoom. So we're going to have to amend your bylaws if that's what you want to keep in place. So, you know, that's what they're being told by counsel.
Yeah, but they would have to come to us.
100%. Correct. Now, you have to look in your bylaws. And determine how your bylaws get amended. Typically, bylaws either get amended the same way that the declaration gets amended, or sometimes it's a little easier to amend bylaws than the declaration. For example, the declaration may require a 75% vote of the community, where sometimes the bylaws may only require 66. The bylaws may require a simple majority. Or sometimes, believe it or not, it may only require a majority of a quorum. So you got to be careful. Okay? So you got to take a look, Ted, at your bylaws and see. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you, Ted. Hey, what is this? 2 weeks in a row from Michigan, Karen. Arnold from Michigan.
Arnold.
Well, how are you, Arnold?
Well, actually, he hung up.
Arnold hung up.
It's Alex now.
Oh, it's Alex from Michigan.
Alex from Michigan.
No,
okay.
He's not from Michigan. He's from Hallandale.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
Okay, Alex from Hallandale. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody who's listening to us. Question. Our association passed the huge amendment, which is okay.
Wait, I can't hear you, Alex. Say that again. Say that again. Wait, wait. Did anybody understand what Alex just said?
Passed an amendment.
An amendment.
Yes.
And a big assessment also. For work are not emergency work. Because of the coronavirus and all the extra people in our building, when we have a lot of senior citizens, can all that work be put on stop to a better time? Changing carpets, changing wallpapers.
Uh-huh. And all I get it. Okay, so this is a very interesting question. So at this time, when people are losing their jobs, or people have lost their jobs, right? There's a safety factor. You don't want people crowding the, you know, it's funny. Karen, before the coronavirus started, my wife and I, and we went in and we purchased new floors for the house, right?
Right.
This was, let's say the coronavirus started in, you know, around March. So let's say February, we got a Office Depot and we buy floors for the new, for the house. Spend, you know, a whole bunch of money on it. Do you know where the floors are?
In the...
Still being held by Home Depot.
Why?
We never had them installed because we don't want a crew coming to our house, you know, and you know, potentially bringing the virus into the house. So Alex is making a good point. So here you have a situation where they want new carpets, you know, remodeling the hallways. Number one, is it a safety issue by having all these workers there? Number two, and it's not an emergency to do it. Number two, is this the right time to do this now? You know, when people can't afford a huge special assessment? Now, you're going to hate this answer. The answer is that if the board wants to pass this special assessment right now, even though it's probably not the right time to do it, the board has the authority to do it. There's nothing that's preventing them if they believe there's an emergency type of repair that needs to be done right now. Now, what can you do? You can start a recall petition and vote to get them out. You know, you can do that. But other than that, boards have wide latitudes to pass special assessments unless there's something in the governing documents that places a cap on that, like a monetary cap, like a cap on remodeling costs, you know, things of that nature. Sometimes you'll find that. But other than that, you know, sorry to tell you, Alex, boards generally have wide latitude, even during the coronavirus crisis. Okay, sorry to tell you that. How about we go to Mark in Orlando? How can we help you, Mark?
Hey, Eric, how are you this morning? Good commentary on the vice presidential debate, too.
Yeah, tell me how you think about the court packing plan. Hold on, tell me what do you think about court packing? I really want to know what our listeners think about this.
Oh, I think that you're exactly right. By not answering the question, he answered the question.
The question sure did.
On and on and on.
Yep, exactly. Exact dangerous game, and not one person in the party has the guts to come out and say, "I would never go for that." Not even one person. It's horrific. We're living through crazy times.
One person to ask the question, and you're right. Nobody will answer that question.
There is no press any longer. It's dead. But how can we help you, Mark? Thank you.
Hey, I've got a question. It's so if there's a candidate that's running for a board position, can that candidate collect the proxies too, or do the proxies have to go to someplace else? And then the second part of that question is, do we have to use the board proxy form, or can we have our own proxy form, or do we use a DBPR proxy form? That's
okay.
The second part of the question.
Good question. These are both great questions. So the person running for the board, first of all, is this a condo or HOA?
It's an HOA.
Okay, because you want to make sure, right? Because condo proxies can't be used in a condo election. So in an HOA, you have a person running for the board that is going around getting proxies, and obviously he's going to use those proxies to vote for him or herself, right? Totally legal.
Correct.
Nothing illegal about that, okay? Now the question becomes, okay,
right.
What form does that person have to use? Without a doubt, as long as the proxy form meets the requirements of the statute, meaning it's got to be dated, it's got to have a place for the person who's giving the proxy to sign. It's got to be for a specific meeting, and I don't have the exact requirements in front of me. But as long as the proxy meets the requirements of 720, you can create your own proxy form. It definitely does not to be the form created by the association for you to use. If it's a valid proxy, meets 720 requirements, you can use it.
Well, okay? Thank you very much.
You got it, Mark. Thank you for the phone call. Thanks for listening in all the way from Orlando. Let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Really, I'd love to know what everybody thinks about Biden not answering the court packing plan and whether or not you think the court should be expanded. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Back right after this.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.com.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Cycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities. All you need is Insurco. Get a free quote. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise. Inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Call 954-846-1206. 954-846-1206. That's 954-846-1206.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225. Mac, Mac & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association. Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Zacks. He specializes in community association law. If you live in a condo or HOA and you have a question, you're on the board or you're a resident and you just don't know what's going on in your crazy community, give us a call, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, how about we go back to the phones. Joe in Boynton. How are you, Joe?
Good morning. How are you? Simple question, I hope. HOA. Yeah. Line item reserve, replacement reserve, or special assessments for a specific project. The project is not completed and there's excess funds. Who has the power to do what with those funds?
Oh, good one.
I'm a little confused. You said HOA line item reserves, right? Meaning, right, that it's the reserve is for a specific category, right? What is
correct.
That category that it's being reserved for?
For example, replacement of the fencing that's 30 years old.
Okay, so fencing. So now this, so there's money sitting in a fencing account. So now what's your question, Joe?
So now the project has been completed. We replaced the fencing for $30,000, and we have $5,000 in excess.
Okay.
Who has the power to do what with those $5,000?
Okay, so that's still money that's sitting in a specific line item reserve account, right? It's got to stay there. Right. It stays there unless the board, unless the unit owners, you have a meeting of the owners, you have a quorum of the owners in attendance, and a majority of that quorum vote to move that fencing money to another category in that of line item in that reserve. Okay, it still was set aside specifically for fencing, then it stays in fencing, period. Okay, even
you got it. You're doing a very good job. Keep it up.
Thanks, Joe. You got it. Now, all right, well, so we'll throw a trivia question out to the listeners out there. Under what authority would the unit owners, would the board, should I say, be able to take that extra fencing money and use it for something else, even if they weren't taking a vote? Come on, think. And the answer is if they were using a blank type of reserve system.
Universal.
If they were using a pooled system of reserves.
I knew it.
Okay, so whoever said pooled, you win a Condo Craze button. We got order buttons, remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
All right, how about we go back to the phones to Barry in Miami.
Darn it, I knew that.
Yeah, hi, Eric.
Hey, Barry,
suppose
good morning.
We have 7 board members and one member resigns between terms. The bylaws mirror the statute. It says they may have an election or they may appoint a new board member.
Right.
Why do you think it's a requirement when the statute says may and may?
Well, I recently wrote a blog about this, and the way I read
to your blog.
Yeah, the way I read the statute, it's when you say may, it says you may do it this way or you may do it that way. In other words, you may have an election or you may appoint somebody. But I think the way the statute is written, and before I wrote this, I looked to see if there was arbitration cases. No, it doesn't look like any arbitrator ruled on it. But the way I interpret that statute is it's one of the other. Especially when your documents say the board shall consist of 7 members. All right. So if it shall consist of 7 members, you got to put 7 members there. One resigns, you're down to 6. So it doesn't say the board can consist of 6 people. It says the board shall consist of 7. And then the statute goes on to say, okay, you can, when there's a vacancy, there's 2 ways to fill it. One, the remaining members can fill it by themselves. And the other option is, okay, if you can't do it that way, the way I interpret it, if the 6 remaining board members can't do it that way or don't want to do it that way, then let the voters decide how to do it. But you can't just leave it out there and leave that seat unfulfilled, especially where the bylaws specifically require a certain number. That's how I interpret it, Barry.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. How about we go to Dimitri in Hollandale?
Hello?
How are you, Dimitri?
Yes. Hi, Eric. Thank you. I'm doing well. Listen, as far as the Biden situation is concerned, I think it's not only, you're 100% right, and it's not only the fact that he would not answer the question. What's alarming to me is it appears that Biden is completely incapable of answering the questions when they're not presented to him in advance. does not prepare those answers. That's what bothers me.
Yeah.
Not the fact that he's not answered the particular question.
I think you're right.
The media. Media is not asking the questions that need to be asked.
Like the Green New Deal.
It's despicable, and you know what? He's just so afraid to say that, and he's on record, by the way, Karen, I think it was a year ago, where he actually said, no, you don't go down that road with court packing or something along. Now that he got the nomination as the Democratic candidate, now he won't say what he simply said a year ago. Why? Because he's so afraid to alienate the far crazy left of the party. It's so funny. There's so many, believe me, Democrats that listen to this show.
It's a fight for power. It has nothing to do with people.
How about a Democrat? I want some Democrat to call in. Trust me, thousands of Democrats listen to this show every single Sunday. Believe me, I know by my emails that I get every Monday morning. So come on, I'd like to hear from a Democrat as to how you can justify the guy running.
I have a question in reference to the condo law.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes. So what we have here, we have a building that is 40 years old. It was built in 72, right? We had a 40-year inspection passed in 2014. Whatever needed to be done at that point was done. Then a couple of years ago, our board hires a managing company. And 2 years later, it turns out we have emergency repairs that adds up to millions and millions of dollars, and they need to be done right away. So the board passes special assessment. They take a vote, they pass it, they take in a loan versus line of credit. So now a lot of people, especially in the corona situation, are concerned if that could be stopped because people feel that their rights were neglected, to say the least. And
yes.
Now part of that special assessment is that owners were never offered a vote. The board's changing everything. It looks like there are material alterations. For instance, they're changing the balconies. They're renovating balconies. They're taking out the railings, and they're planning to put on glass.
Right.
And they do that without a vote, without asking the owners.
So that's a great question. So when it comes to balcony railings, it may very well be a material change to change the concrete to glass, right, or vice versa, unless you get an opinion from an expert that says, okay, don't put back concrete because it will erode, it will decay. You next to the ocean, it may fail, and it would only be a waste of time and a waste of money to do it that way. If they don't have something like that, then yes, it may very well be considered a material alteration. Absolutely.
So we could have a case there. And then another question, they completely change in the lobbies. Like they're planning to put in make everything new. And there was no vote either, which appears to me to be a material alteration.
I drafted that material alteration statute, and I got that pushed through the legislature.
Wow.
And it's pretty clear that, you know, if something's going to be a material alteration, like a change in color, and it could be the exterior of the property, could be the interior of the property, could be the hallways, could be changing carpet to tile, tile to carpet, changing a library to a workout room, or vice versa, bottom line is it's a material alteration, and it would require a vote of the unit owners, and now the statute's pretty clear that vote has to be taken before the material alteration is made. And if it's not, guess what? A court can make you put it back to the way it was. And wow, did you just throw out a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, boards better be careful.
We have a case because we want to proceed with that, and they just wouldn't let us do anything other than we have to call you and get an expert opinion. So we have a case here.
Okay, well, bottom line, if I'm a board member now, especially, you know, since this statute has been changed, I better I really better get an opinion from counsel as to whether or not what I'm about to do, especially if it's a large money project, if what I'm about to do is a material alteration.
There's no joke here. It's $20 million.
I hear you loud and clear. You know, that's I was involved in a case just like that that caused me to get that law changed, and proud that I got it done. So boards are on notice throughout the state. Better be careful before you spend that kind of money. You better get an opinion from counsel as to whether or not what you're about to do is a material alteration, because you could wind up spending all that money for nothing and have to put it back the way it was. Thanks for the call, Dimitri. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. We got to take our final break, Dimitri. Sorry, we got to run. Taking your calls, everybody. Keep the political calls coming in. Love it. Obviously, I'm hopped up on that today. Yeah. Love to know what our listeners think. Bottom line is this is a legal question, right? And that's what this show is all about. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Back right after this.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many in the industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
This message is for anyone who has taken on the important responsibility of becoming an officer or director in a homeowner or condominium association. It is also for the management companies who work closely with these caring people to make sure things are done the right way. Hello, I'm Gil Pomar, South Florida Regional President for Center State Bank, now the second largest bank based in Florida. Our bank, Center State Bank, has an amazing team of professionals who are exclusively dedicated to the homeowner and condo association market. Your job is not easy. There are repairs and new projects that need financing. There are legal and social issues that need to be understood. There are also technology and servicing issues that your residents want to be improved. Why not choose a bank that knows this business backward and forward? Why not have a local banker who will meet with you face to face whenever it is convenient for you or your board? Center State Bank has over 2,000 associations as customers for a reason. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Call Terry Russo at 954-633-1666 to make it happen. Center State Bank is an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
Is your condo or HOA paying too much to heat the pool or spa? If so, now's the time to switch to geothermal technology with Symbiont Service Corporation. Geothermal technology with Symbiont Service is eco-friendly, green technology that harnesses the energy stored beneath the Earth's surface to heat and cool your swimming pool. Geothermal technology not only helps you reduce your carbon footprint, but rest assured, you can't beat geothermal for reliability and performance. It's even unaffected by air temperature. Best of all, Symbiont Service's geothermal solution heats like gas at a fraction of the cost and with a serviceable life expectancy of 15 to 20 years, which is 2 to 3 times as long as conventional pool heaters or more. And get this, geothermal technology by Symbiont Service can actually cool your pool in the summer months. Symbiont Service serves the entire state of Florida. Go geothermal now. Find out how Symbiont Service can heat or cool your pool and save you money. Call Symbiont Service at 800-881-4328. That's 800-881-4328. And to learn more about Symbiont Service and read the amazing customer reviews, visit geothermalflorida.com.
If your association has ever been through a major restoration or renovation project, you know it can be a complicated, expensive, and stressful undertaking. Noise, dust, unexpected problems, and that C word no one wants to hear, change orders. But it doesn't have to be chaotic. DSS Condo is here to help you through the condo project management process. Most projects go over schedule and over budget. Without an expert, independent advocate in their corner, associations are exposed to cost overruns, low quality results, and long-term disruption for owners. DSS Condo is Florida's leading association project management firm. They provide tailored, expert construction management services for all types and sizes of association projects, helping you maintain control of the chaos. DSS Condo now offers customizable project management packages that can be modified to meet your association's needs and budget, and now services Miami, Broward, Palm Beach, and Collier counties. Contact DSS at 305-985-3772 or by visiting dsscondo.com. That's 305-985-3772.
WFTL. Phones are still packed, but we can take some more calls. Don't wait till the very end of the show to call. The number is 877-850-8585 if you want to ask Eric. He's a condo and HOA specialist attorney. The number 877-850-8585.
All right, how about now Arnold from Michigan is back. How are you, Arnold?
Hey. Hello?
Hey, how are you, Arnold?
Good morning. I own a home in the Four Corners area of Florida in an HOA, and my question is, can an HOA make changes to governing documents such as increasing initiation assessment fees without writing to all partial owners? So I believe Florida 720 states that members, partial owners, should be notified of changes governing documents before a change. And so, it seems to be quite confusing relative to this, is who are the members that can make the change? Is it the master board members, or is it the partial owners?
Okay, so are you asking me that the board of your community wants to make like an assessment, a capital contribution for people that want to move into the community? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. Can they make a change to the governing documents to increase an assessment fee without writing to the partial owners before doing it?
Not the partial owners, to the owners. The only way that gets passed in an HOA is if the owners of the homes agree to amend the Declaration of Covenants and Restrictions, right? In a condo, it's Declaration of Condominium. It's in an HOA, it's Declaration of Covenants, a Declaration of Covenants and Restrictions. And in your case, that Declaration of Covenants would need to be amended by the owners who live in the community. And the percentage that's required could be either two-thirds or three-quarters, depending on the amendment provision of your governing documents. Okay? Now, you raise an interesting part.
Of the
members of the community.
Of the association.
Correct. Exactly. Bingo. Okay? Can't
wait,
do it. Board can't do it on its own.
Wait, I have a question.
Oh, Arnold, you're still there? Oh, yeah. We lost him.
Yeah, he's there. Arnold, vicariously, have the leaves changed in Michigan yet?
We lost Arnold.
Anyway, go ahead.
We lost Arnold.
I was just
wondering. Interesting question that he raises. So some communities make owners pay a lot of money when moving in, and they call it a capital contribution fee.
Okay.
Bottom line is HOAs under the statute, they can do it. Nothing preventing it. Condos, some condos over the years have gotten into big trouble for doing it. So condos, be careful. You can't ask for that capital contribution fee. HOAs, you can. Big difference between the two. How about we go to Sylvester in Deerfield? How are you, Sylvester?
Hi, Eric. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, I want to say that on the issue of Biden and the Democrats, I think is a disgrace what they're doing to this country, and mm-hmm. I hope that people go out and vote on November and to change things around.
I think so. I think Trump is going to win Florida big. I don't care what you're seeing. You get anywhere out of South Florida, it's 100% red. No two ways about it.
Good.
Why, you're not in favor of defunding the police?
No.
You're not in favor of needing help and a therapist picks up the phone on the other end? I agree with you.
Yeah. All right. So I got a question. I'm a board member here. It's a home association.
Yes.
And we have recently a buyer that bought in without board.
Right.
You know, we have a formal process to approve any buyer.
Yes.
And people moved in. All of a sudden, they moved in, and they have either been approved officially by the board. What yes. are our options? What can we do in this?
Couple of things. I would need to see your governing documents because I respectfully would want to make sure that your governing documents did in fact had gave the board the right to screen, approve, and reject. A lot of boards think they have that right, and oftentimes they don't. And sometimes, though, not only do you have that right, but there's specifically language in there that specifically says that if the process is not gone through, that the transfer to the person, to the grantee, becomes a nullity. In other words, you can go to court and get a declaratory judgment from the court that the actual transfer never happened.
Oh,
and you can get the people out. So, you know, and it, you know, potentially becomes a long, drawn-out, expensive process. And, you know, it might be something that the board wants to think about before going down that road. But you might, in fact, have the ability to do just that. If they ignored it, of course.
Even though they actually sign an agreement, which is part of the package to apply for this community, they sign an agreement which says one of the line items is prohibited to move in without board approval, and they signed that and dated it.
Then yes, I think you probably have a good case to actually do that. If they moved in without approval, now what's, did they buy it, by the way, at a foreclosure sale or court sale, something like that?
Yeah, well, actually, good question. The property was in foreclosure about a year ago. It was bought out by a company. And that company now, about a year later, because we have an 18-month restriction lease for any property here. So the owner says that this buyer is in the company.
Right.
He's
a member of the company.
He's allowed to move in.
And that may very well be the case. Don't know, because if it's bought at a foreclosure sale, all bets may be off as to whether or not you have the right to screen and reject. So I'd have to review your governing documents in that regard. Okay? Might be that's why that question was all important. Okay? Thanks for the call, Sylvester.
At your office, can I call you at the office?
Office number 954-983-1112. Okay, 954-983-1112. Thanks, Sylvester. All right, just about getting to the end. Cheryl in Del Rey.
Hey, Cheryl. Hi, Eric. This is Cheryl, and I have a major problem. I'm a snowbird. I live in a senior community, and I have had it's been raining in my kitchen for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I notified the association. I never got returned phone calls. When I finally did, almost two and a half weeks later, I was given the runaround. I kept saying, it's raining in my house. It's raining in my house.
Yes.
And they've done nothing. And then I finally, the president called me back with a big, long 5-minute feel about how hard they were trying to fix this and blah 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 to get somebody there, and finally I interrupted him and said, excuse me, it's been raining in my house for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, 2 days later finally a roofer came and told me how bad it was, and that it was I asked him how long this leak had been there. More than 6 months, and he says most definitely, and he showed me a piece of plywood that was like 4x4 that was crumpling in his hands, and said this has been there for a long time.
Cheryl, bottom line is, do they have plans to make the repair to the roof?
Well, finally, these guys that were there that took the thing off, they did fix the repairs to the roof, but I spent a lot of money over the last 5 years upgrading my house, and now my ceilings, my countertops, my flooring, everything is now a mess, and I don't know where to go from here.
Okay, see, and this is why, you know, we say this all the time, Karen, it's important for unit owners to have an HO6 policy, you know, so I guess you don't have a policy in your home, right? an HO6 policy?
I have an insurance policy, and my insurance company has come and finally I through all of this and not getting any response from the association, I got a water mitigator and a guy to come up and a mold guy that came, and I haven't gotten the results back, but they basically told me this is basically what happens when you buy into a condo in Florida.
Right, but understand something, Cheryl. If you have an HO6 policy and a leak caused damage to the interior of your condominium unit, you know, and if you wanted to go after... Hold on. If you wanted to go after the condo and make the condo pay, you're going to have to prove that they were negligent, all right? And that's going to cost you a lot of money to do. You got to go to court. You got to prove they were negligent through experts, through doing discovery. That's expensive. So, but if you have an HO6 policy, right, your insurance company should be paying for the damage that happened to your unit.
Even though, because it got worse and worse and worse,
yep,
over the 3 weeks, and even though they refuse to do anything about it, they're not responsible.
Well, you have to prove all that.
What I'm saying is, yes, they may be, but now you got to go to court and prove it, and you may wind up spending a lot of money to do that. That's why I want your insurance company to pay you for the damages, and then if your insurance company pays you, they may wind up suing the association under what's called a subrogation theory. Happens all the time. For whatever they wind up paying you, they're going to sue the association to get that money back.
Much better.
Cheryl,
than
thank you for the call. Anybody else need help during the week, off the air, call Glazer and Sachs, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. Loved the phone calls today. Loved
Fantastic.
The back and forth about court packing. You guys kept Karen and I on our toes today, and it is much appreciated. We will speak to you again next Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 WFTL on Condo Craze and HOAs. Everybody have a wonderful and safe week, and we'll speak to you again next Sunday.
Thanks, Eric.
Take care.